Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for an air fryer Mars bar. I mean, if you've ever been to Scotland, then you will have heard of the deep fried Mars bar phase. What actually happened is somebody tried it where they put a Mars bar, covered it in the same batter you'd use to make fish and chips with, and deep fried it in a chippy. It took off big style, and now it's kind of a tradition that when you go up to Scotland, you must go into a chippy and get a Mars bar. And we've done the same when we were in Scotland last year. We were there, it was around this time last year actually. When we were there, we asked for it in a fish and chip shop, and it was absolutely lovely. You could get it served with ice cream as well and then just walk around with it. So it was just a really nice sweet treat. And we've also done it in the air fryer. And the idea with the air fry method is you're grabbing a Mars bar, you cover it in pastry of your choice, and then you're air frying it. And of course, you can finish with a bit of sugar sprinkling on top when you're done. But it's just something fun to do. And it's the same pastry recipe I always use. And you could also use some puff pastry as well if you don't want to make your own pastry. But I'm just one of those people that makes their own pastry. And the pastry recipe is actually in our complete air fryer cookbook as well, that comes out this month. So if you do want to do more baking in the air fryer, it's in there. And then what you need to do your deep fried Mars bars, if making your own pastry, is 225 grams. That's 8 ounces of self-raising flour. You need about 100 grams of butter. I normally in baking use unsalted, but it's totally up to you. About 30 grams of caster sugar, or you can use granulated. And then we used about 6 Mars bars on one batch of pastry, and then about a tablespoon of icing sugar or confectioner's sugar to sprinkle on the top when they're done. So start off by getting your butter out the fridge and getting it so that it's soft enough to bake with. And then in a mixing bowl, add the butter, sugar, self-raising flour, rub the butter into the flour and sugar until it resembles breadcrumbs. It's really, really easy to do, and Georgie always helps me with this as well, so it saves me a job. And then add enough lukewarm water to the breadcrumbs, a little bit at a time, and I normally use a fork as I'm mixing it and combining it together, until you can get your hands in without it being too flaky and you can make a dough. Knead your dough a little bit until you have a soft pastry dough ball. And it's just lovely like that. And then roll out your pastry and cut it into 6 similar size pieces. I want to wrap a Mars bar in this, a smaller Mars bar. So just imagine the kind of shape you need. More of a rectangular works well. And then unwrap your Mars bars. We don't use really big Mars bars. It's not the very tiny ones you get in your Christmas celebrations, but the next size up. And then roll up each Mars bar. And then make sure that you can't see any Mars bar and the pastry completely covers it. Because if the pastry doesn't cover it, the chocolate will leak out and you'll have melted chocolate all over your air fryer. And then place it in the air fryer, and depending on the speed of your air fryer, I find anything from 6 to 10 minutes is great, at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit. Sprinkle with icing sugar, and then serve, and you've now got air fryer Mars bars. And don't forget, think of similar chocolate to the Mars bar, and you could also do it with those as well.